Free speech in class society, a dangerous myth and a powerful tool. This is Mimnotes and Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement.
The freedom to speak one's mind, that may be the most fundamental and deeply revered of all our liberties. Because, you see, it separates good ideas from bad. It defines and cultivates the diversity upon which our national greatness rests. It tears off the ignorance, the blinders of ignorance and prejudice, and lets us move on to greater things.
The myth of free speech in class society is a cornerstone of liberal politics. Many liberals like to insist that whatever the political views of various groups, the important thing is that everyone can express themselves freely. Liberals can then criticize conservatives like Bush who fail to fully uphold free speech. Contrary to popular belief, communists like free speech too. We would love to make it possible. Our difference with liberals and conservatives is that we understand that freedom does not exist without equality. In the free market vision of free speech, good ideas beat out bad ideas fair and square. But this mythology ignores the difference in access to resources which make expression possible. If, as will be possible under socialism, ideas were freely expressed using resources in proportion to the number of people they represent, then the debate would be real and meaningful. Lauding the ideal of free speech in a vacuum, or trying to protect free speech when it does not exist, is no more than defense of an unjust system. The game of free speech under capitalism means, most simply, money talks. That freedom for some has meant the brutal and violent repression for others in this society ever since European settlers first learned the benefits of genocide and slavery. The U.S. government, by its own account, maintains a list of more than 250,000 people who may be denied entry into the country for purely ideological reasons. Reactionary conservatives like Bush, trained and tested in the CIA, understand the dynamics of capitalism better than most liberals. They can champion free speech and define it at the same time. As in any class society, the ruling classes determine what is acceptable and what is not. So in the same speech as he lauds free expression, we hear Bush make important exceptions.
And political extremists roam the land, abusing the privilege of free speech, setting citizens against one another on the basis of their class or race.
The liberal defense of free speech, which doesn't take into account material reality, cannot make real freedom possible. Expression of ideas also requires their implementation. Revolutionary ideas are meaningless without revolutionary practice. Legalizing and protecting revolutionary ideas is a positive reform, but that revolution itself is obviously illegal, for it has been and is brutally repressed, reveals the contradictory nature of free speech mythology. For more information, send your questions or comments to MIM Notes and Commentary, MIM Distributors, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan 48106, or write to this station.